Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine.
Happy gloomy Monday.
Oh my gosh, it's so gloomy here in Denver.
It is.
So freaking gloomy, but you got to take the good with the bad and the bad with the good. Is that what they say?
Something
like
that.
Keep it positive. That's what I'm trying to do.
We have to bring our own sunshine to today.
And what could be more positive than now is the furthest away from next Monday that we're ever going to be.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yes.
So I like that.
This is like the best day of the week, right? Right this moment is the best moment of the week. That and 5 o'clock on Friday. What? I love my job, but...
I love 5 o'clock on Friday.
I turned my brain off all weekend, and it was awesome.
Me too.
I was a little depressed last night.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
I hear people and see people post about, oh, the Monday blues, and I don't typically have them.
Right.
But, whew.
Today, I think with this weather shock, too, I got in there today, and I was like, is it Friday yet? Is it wrong to even ask that?
Yes. Yes, it is. So we have huge news for our show.
We do.
Our show just keeps growing and growing, and we're so excited to announce that we are on iHeartRadio.
Yay!
And so I got a text from Ashley, my other Ashley in my life, and she was like, how do you find it? Well, I don't know. She has a Windows phone.
Okay.
So I don't know how their apps work.
Did you try it on the iPhone?
I did, because that's how I found us. So you go to the iHeartRadio app, and you can go to search. And typically you'd search artists or songs, but there's a tab that says shows, and you type
Very
out
nice.
Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, and then I just tested it on the website, iHeartRadio.com, and you just type in Two Girls and a Bottle
so
of Wine.
So two as in T-W-O.
Yeah, if you
and
spell
all
it out.
One word.
Yeah, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. And it'll play all of the shows for like the last, I think, 5 or 6 shows.
Okay, that's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, so like you thumbs up, and when you're done, go to the next one, it'll go to another one, and it's just, that's awesome.
That's
and I don't
really
think we
cool.
get statistics on it. Like, we don't know how many people are listening, but it's just another avenue that you can listen to us.
I love iHeartRadio, so right. I'm really excited about it.
We got to find out how to get on Pandora. That's our next goal. That's
that
our
is
next
our next
mountain.
Goal. All right.
Yeah, so let's find that out. So how was your weekend?
It was good. It's, you know,
pretty,
chill. Pretty uneventful. Yeah. Just did the Halloween thing.
Yeah. Did you get dressed up? I didn't
no.
see pictures. Oh. Okay.
We're actually dressing up on Halloween, but we did pick out our costumes.
That's a school night.
I know. We have concert tickets.
Mother, look. You're going to a concert on a school night? I don't want to deal with you on Friday.
And then we're going to another one on Saturday. So I'm like, I'm not doing anything Friday night because I'm going to need to recoup.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I've. Super uneventful. Changed out my closet. I now have winter fall clothes. All my summer clothes are here. And do you see the two empty bins? Isn't it crazy how the winter clothes take up so much more space?
Well, they're a lot bigger.
And I went consignment store shopping.
I saw that.
I got some great deals. It was awesome.
Nice.
I was in heaven. And then yesterday I went to a pumpkin patch.
I saw that
I
too.
Which I really, really like to do, mainly because I like to buy apple butter. I was very disappointed. The one I went to only had apple cranberry butter, and I don't trust cranberries with my apple butter.
That sounds delicious, actually.
Nope. So I'll probably just go to King Soopers, pay half the price, and get regular apple butter because it's that time of year. I love my biscuits and apple butter. I'm so Southern.
I can't say. My friend made me homemade apple butter last year.
I thought that was pumpkin butter.
You're right, it was pumpkin butter. I'm lying.
You're a
Good
dork.
Call. So I've never had apple butter, but...
I gotta bring some to the office. I'll make some biscuits. I might go to the store tonight.
I can't have carbs for the next...
I thought it was November 1st.
No, it's the 28th through the 28th. Because I was gonna do the first through, but we leave for Cabo on the 29th, so...
Couldn't you do the 30th through the 30th?
No.
Dang it. I need you to experience apple butter.
Can I put it on an apple?
No.
Can I put it on?
No, it only tastes great on a biscuit or on any carb.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you'll have to let me know how good it is.
It's amazing. I've loved it my whole life.
I stocked up this weekend. We were going to do the pumpkin thing too.
Right.
And I got together with some of my girlfriends, and we were just like, we couldn't find pumpkins. We didn't want to go all the way to the pumpkin patch because we really wanted to drink wine with the event, and they frown upon drinking wine in a pumpkin patch, I'm pretty sure. So
you could have snuck it in.
Well, so we decided we were going to make pumpkin cupcakes. So we just decorated cupcakes instead of pumpkins.
Oh.
And drank wine. And it was really fun.
Why didn't you bring me a cupcake?
I didn't bring any home. We made all of these and I ended up leaving them at the girls' house. Yeah.
I have a problem with cupcakes.
I know. I do have pictures though. I'll have to post some of them.
So I went to the pumpkin patch and didn't end up buying a pumpkin.
What?
Yeah. I know.
Stinks. So right. You didn't get your apple butter and you didn't get your pumpkin.
But it was still a fun experience. I got
to
hang
out with pumpkins.
Yes, little, they're actually gourds.
Okay.
But I thought mini pumpkin sounded cuter on my Facebook post. And it was this huge slingshot. And I was like having so much fun. It was
That's
like a
awesome.
Massive stress reliever.
I bet.
I want a big slingshot in my backyard.
I don't know if your neighbors would appreciate that.
Probably not. A gourd comes flying in right? their window. Yikes. Janet's relieving stress.
That's really cool. I've never seen that done before.
Oh, it was so much fun. And I got to hang out with my goddaughter and her little brother and...
Very fun.
Friend. It was a lot of fun. It was good, clean, family fun.
That's always nice.
Yes. And now we're back here on Monday, and we have a lot to talk about, so we need to stop.
We do.
Just stop running our mouths.
We're rambling.
So we talked about iHeartRadio. Big movie this weekend.
Huge
which
movie.
Neither one of us went to see.
I was supposed to, and it got canceled.
It's Johnny Knoxville's latest crazy. It's called mm-hmm. Bad Grandpa. I saw the sign for it, and I thought that it was a funny idea, and it beat Gravity. It's number one in the box office.
Yeah.
And our coworker actually went to go see it with her husband this weekend. And so I was asking her about it. And she said it was okay. They went early on Sunday, so they didn't pay full price. And she said she would have been upset if she would have had to pay full price. She said it was kind of like punked, but they were trying to have a storyline associated with it.
But so I wonder if she's ever seen any of the other Jackass movies.
No.
And
I haven't either. I was very similar, so I probably won't go see this movie. Have you seen Jackass movies?
I have. And so the whole concept of Jackass is just punks and pranks. It's like being punked and pranked and crazy stints like that. They mm-hmm. they all prank each other and kind of like punk each other. So that's what their whole basis is.
But she did say Johnny Knoxville looked amazing. Like, you couldn't even tell it was him.
So, the character, Bad Grandpa, is from when they used to have the TV show.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was one of the characters where they used to, like, sometimes bring it out in some episodes, and people would be like, oh my goodness. Like, in the one episode, I think, he's out, and he has, like, his supposed grandson with him, and his grandson is smoking, and people are like, you're letting your grandson smoke and drink beer. Like, it's really, really funny. Ah. So I figured it was only a matter of time before they did a whole Bad Grandpa movie, and I'm really, really excited to see it, because I usually just laugh my ass off.
I want to take Steve to go see it. I think that he might like it.
You have to go into it knowing that there's no storyline to those movies.
We might wait until it hits Redbox or Netflix.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. I don't know. I want to see the new one with Brad Pitt, The Counselor.
The Counselor. I've heard a lot of people talking about it, and Joey has too.
And Cameron Diaz is in it.
And so is Penelope Cruz.
Right. That's an all-star cast.
It does look pretty good.
The reviews I read weren't fabulous.
No.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
This weekend, since Steve is still out of the country, I sat down and I was like, I need to find something to watch on television because all of my shows I had accomplished. That means I watched them, and I needed something to do. So I had heard about this Orange is the New Black, which you could
I've heard
only...
everywhere about it.
Yeah, you can only watch it on Netflix. It's a Netflix original.
I thought it was also on Showtime originally.
I don't know.
Okay, I could be wrong on that.
Yeah, I could be wrong as well. But, so I found it on Netflix, and they've only gone through one season, unlike my Pretty Little Liars that took me months to catch up on.
Right.
I watched 10 episodes this weekend. Don't do the math. Don't do the math.
I don't know how long the show is, so I can't do the math.
It's an hour.
Oh, wow.
There's the math. Okay. And I don't think it's something Steve would like, and so I don't feel guilty watching it. It's a little awkward. There's a lot of lesbian action in it.
Okay.
But it's a good storyline. Jason Biggs is in it from American Pie.
I love him.
I like him, too. The girl that played Donna on That 70s Show is in it.
Laura Prepon.
Yep. She has dark hair, and I think I prefer her with dark hair.
Okay.
And so I definitely recommend it. But there was a story this weekend kind of associated with that show. And Julianne Hough is getting in trouble because Halloween. And she dressed up as one of the funny characters from the show called Crazy Eyes. But Crazy Eyes is an African-American person. So Juliana Huff, she dressed up as Crazy Eyes, complete with the orange prison garb and black face. And the latter was her Biff misstep, is what this article says, which caused major controversy around the web on Saturday. So she's going out to a Halloween party, dressed up as an African-American character, and then she got flack for it. She had to come out and say, I'm a huge fan of the show Orange is the New Black, and she likes the character that that she was portraying, and she said she didn't mean to be disrespectful or demeaning. So, and I think that's so ridiculous that people are getting onto her for that.
So the first thought that crossed my mind is, does that mean that everybody that dresses up as an Indian is being disrespectful to Native Americans and should apologize?
Right.
Like, I just... It's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the one time out of the year that you get to be completely... Whenever you want to be, yeah. I mean, people are dressing up as Miley, so should they apologize to her? Right. I don't understand.
People paint their body green.
Yeah.
Blue for Smurfs. Like, what does it matter? Oh my gosh, she dressed up as an African American.
Yeah, I mean, I know plenty of people that have done it.
There's African Americans that probably dress up as Miley. Probably painted themselves white.
Why not?
I don't have proof, but I bet it happened.
Do you know that for years I've wanted to be Lil Wayne?
I want to see that.
I really, really, like... But I guess maybe now I can't, because
you gotta do that next year. Lil Wayne, and who does he collaborate with a lot?
Drake?
Yeah, and Joey could be Drake. I bet he wouldn't mind being a sexy god.
I don't know about that.
Drake's pretty hot.
But I mean, I just think that is absolutely ridiculous. Like, the whole point of Halloween is to be as outside of yourself as you can be, so...
I feel like such a lame person not dressing up this year. There's always next year, right?
Joey and I got our costumes.
What are you going
to
be?
I can't tell. You'll have to wait till pictures on Thursday. I'll post them online.
You're such a tease.
It's going to get people back to our website on Thursday.
We go. You promise to put them on the Two Girls page?
Yeah, or send them to you. One of the two.
They'll get put on the Two Girls page. So the CMA's 9 days away. Nine days and counting.
Where did the time go?
Oh, my gosh. I know. Well, the weather gets cold. The CMAs come on.
I like that logic.
And some news about the CMAs that are going to be airing next Wednesday the 6th from 7 to 10 p.m. Kenny Rogers is going to receive the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award.
Which is awesome. I think he deserves
it. This summer. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
What else is going to be happening?
Lady
Annabelle.
Yep. And Van Perry.
They've been added to the list of artists performing. And super excited.
I texted you as soon as I saw this.
Miranda Lambert and Keith Urban have a song out called We Were Us. And when I turn music on in my car, that's the first song I go to every single time right now.
That's awesome.
And they're going to be performing that live.
That's exciting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And let's see...
I think that's all the new news for it, right? Outside of, you know, the nominations
that we're
and stuff.
Super excited. Yeah. So we'll talk about it next Monday, but we're doing the countdown 9 days.
I'm excited. There's a lot of good performers that are going to be on it, and a lot of great collaborations that we talked about
last week. And yep. So if you missed that, check out last week's show.
I can't wait.
There was a lot of big news this week. Before we get into your big news, we're going to talk about 50 Shades of Grey, which you're excited about.
I am.
So you're not boycotting that show or that
movie.
I'm
not boycotting anymore.
They have picked another Christian Grey. Tell us about it, Ashley.
It's Jamie Dornan, which he had been in the running previously, and I had mentioned that I would have preferred him over the other.
He looks good shirtless. He was a Calvin Klein model.
Yes. He's an actor model. He's Irish. And he was actually in the show Once Upon a Time.
Do you watch that show?
I don't. I wanted to get into it, but I couldn't commit.
Right. And then he's also on an English show that I know nothing about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's got that, like, the dark eyes. Like,
he does.
Definitely, with the right makeup, the right hair, get rid of that facial hair. Maybe just, yeah. Get rid of the facial hair.
Yeah. And, like, I think that he looks like it way more than
wow.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but
someone was trying to invade our show.
I think that he looks a lot more like what I envision the character to be than...
How tall is he?
That's a good question.
I would like to know how tall he is, because I pictured tall, dark,
I remember
handsome.
Googling, and I felt like it was pretty tall, if I
You're
remember.
You're 5 foot nothing.
Okay, but still. So,
let's... In comparison to me, would it be tall?
He's 5'11".
Oh, that's not tall. That's how tall Steve is.
That's taller than the other guy.
I guess. But I'm still excited for the freaking movie to come out.
Have you just, like, Googled him and looked through the pictures? Because...
I IMDb'd him.
Okay, because it's quite...
Yeah, he's a Calvin Klein model. He's got the body.
Mm-hmm.
And he's obviously got some acting skills.
I'm excited.
All right, now we're going to jump into the big story in Ashley's life. Oh, which... my gosh, when she heard this story, we're at work, and she lets out this, like, death cry. Like, I thought someone in her family may have fallen deathly ill. I was very concerned about Papa Jim.
It was not that extreme.
And come to find out, her crush of a lifetime, Pauly D, is a daddy.
He's got a love child.
5 months old. Adorable little thing.
She really is, like, the cutest little thing ever.
But she's got a very beautiful mother. You can't take that away from the mother. And Pauly D is a decent-looking man when he doesn't open his mouth. Mm. So, tell us the story, Ashley.
So, that he found out. I mean, I guess he knew, but it was released to the public. And
right. He found out when she found out she was pregnant.
Right. So, they didn't have a previous relationship. They still don't have a relationship.
It was like a weekend fling.
It was a one-night stand. She used to kind of like do the pool bartending or like cocktail waitressing.
She was actually in Vegas for the weekend.
Yeah, but she used to go back and forth and do some of the events at the pool. Gotcha. And so she happened to be there. She knows him through his bodyguard, mm-hmm. who's like always with...
They have similar friends. Yeah. Like, it wasn't just like a groupie. Right.
But it was just a one-night stand kind of thing. And
when you have unprotected sex, that's what can happen.
Yep. So
now they have a baby, 5 months old, and
5 months old.
She has filed for child support.
She's filed for child support and he's filed for full custody
because he's saying she's an unfit mother,
which
she really isn't. She's got a 5-year-old.
So I'm gonna present the unbiased case on that. No, completely unbiased, because I think that both of them have really good points, right? So, being the poly fanatic that I am, the first thing I did was I Instagram and Twitter stalked this girl because I wanted to know the details. So, I will say that the pictures she posts of herself are not ones that I would put out there if I was a mother. But to each their own.
She's 25, right?
Right. So that just speaks for itself. I think her son is older than 5. I want to say he's 7.
I believe I heard her say 5 on the interview I listened to today.
I'm going to have to check on that. Because I thought that she was closer to the 18 mark.
And when... 7 years ago, she was a Hooters waitress.
Yes.
She's also, like you said, done some hostessing in Vegas and stuff. Yep. Currently, she's a full-time student, so she's not working, but she's going to graduate after next semester.
And so I give her a ton of credit. I do, right? Like, she's obviously raised one kid on her own. Well, and I use that term loosely, right? Because she didn't actually raise him on her own. She's had a long-term boyfriend. And this is the part that I think is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So she's had a long-term boyfriend, and that guy was made to believe that this was his daughter. And he came out and claimed that he didn't find out it wasn't his until the news broke public. Well, like, she didn't even have the decency to tell him.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's the best of ladies.
So, for me, I'm kind of like, well, that's kind of like, that is messed up.
And so, Pauly D has filed for full custody.
Yes. I don't think he's going to get it.
No, because he has raised another baby into little manhood.
And let's be honest, he doesn't have... Just because he has enough money to support it, he clearly doesn't have a lifestyle to sustain raising a child. I mean, he travels all the time. He's not, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I will say that I do respect him for stepping up to the plate and wanting to be involved. I was kind of torn, right? Because at first I was like, I really hope that he doesn't marry her because there go my chances with him.
That was your first response, for real.
It was.
Because you had read somewhere that he was going to try and make it work.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, no.
But then the next day you're like, no, no.
He's not going to make it work. And then I kind of was like, well, I almost wish he had. I would have had a little bit more, like, I think that I've lost a decent amount of respect for him. Because,
and then there's those of us that never had respect for him.
Well, and so then I was reading her interview.
Uh-huh.
And because I was like, let me be unbiased about it. And she made a good point, right? So he threw out the thing that he gave her money to take care of it.
Right.
And she didn't. And so he kind of, he was like, oh, but you took my money anyway, blah, blah, blah. Which she, you know, she did the right thing. She paid it. She paid for doctor's appointments with it. And
right.
She made a good point of, okay, you paid for one doctor's visit. I paid for 9 months right. worth, which touche to that. But what the best point I thought was, she was like, you know, he's known about this for, you know, 9 plus 5, what, 14 months now?
Right.
And he filed. Decided to break the news publicly with it.
But hadn't she already filed for child support?
Yeah, but he was the one who, like, broke that out, like, public-wise. And so the point about it, though, was he broke it as, I have a love child. Mm-hmm. And her point was, is your daughter's going to grow up and read that, one, she was a one-night stand baby, which, okay, I'm sure there's a lot out there.
Probably but two. Many times a day.
But two, that you didn't want her.
Right.
In the beginning. How does that, and I thought about it from a woman's perspective, I think that I'm siding with her on this. I know, major shocker, because I am that obsessed and in love, but I think that I would side with her on this. One.
Wow. Well, I guess we'll see how it plays out. I don't think she'll lose custody.
No.
Maybe do 50-50, but I think she is going to get some awesome child support, because I read he made $20 million last year.
Which, let's not, I mean, come on. I'm sure there was a reason she slept with him. Let's be honest.
Do you think she had that, like, that was her goal? To get Polly D pregnant?
I don't know that it was necessarily her goal, but I'm sure.
Because it's not like getting Joe Schmo pregnant.
I don't want to take anything away from her doing the right thing and keeping the baby, but I'm sure that thought crossed her mind.
There you go.
She's going to be taken care of for life.
Well, it's been a buzz everywhere, you know, it has. Twitter, everywhere. So, are you still tweeting? Like, I haven't noticed tweets from you.
I retweet, like, every day.
Not retweet. Do you tweet?
I don't have
any
really
original
much
thoughts.
No. I read other tweets and retweet them because I like them.
I do retweet a lot. I try and come up with original thoughts. And I, you know what I do? I get excited and I go to tweet. And I tweet it, and then I realize there's an error. Like, I've spelled something wrong. I've forgotten a word. I get excited.
I think my tweets are too long, and then I get really frustrated, and then I'm just like, forget it. I try to cut them down, and I'm like, forget it. I just post this on Facebook.
So the big thing with Twitter is hashtags.
It is.
And I've tried. I think they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's how you, like, follow things. Like, if you're watching the CMA Awards, hashtag CMA Awards.
And Instagram is a hashtag kind of based thing,
right,
too.
Right. Well, you can link your Instagram to Twitter, and I think that's why it's hashtag.
And then, and you can search by hashtags, and Tumblr's the same way.
Right.
But what drives me crazy is when people have all of them linked to their Facebook. Facebook needs no hashtags.
No.
I don't want to see your hashtags on Facebook. Please.
So I found this article of the most obnoxious hashtags that need to stop now. Actually, like 5 minutes ago, they needed to stop.
Agreed.
So this first one, I totally agree with. I don't care if you use the filter or not. Stop hashtagging no filter.
Yeah.
It's basically a verbal shrug at the end of a horrible, frequently sexist, racist, whatever tweet that is explicitly designed to offend people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree.
No, it's, yeah, it is. Okay. Anyway, it's so stupid. If you need to add no filter, don't put it on the internet. Okay?
I would agree.
And I feel that it could also be taken, like, a lot of people do that with their pictures, no filter, because there's filters on anything.
Oh, yeah.
So they're talking about when you go soapboxing it, you know, letting your words just fly, not caring what people think. Keep it to yourself. Write it in your journal.
Agreed.
All right, the next one, I have been sick. Okay, you go ahead and share.
So for a really long time, this used to be one, like, this used to be a catchphrase before hashtags even existed. I always used to be like,
me too.
Just saying.
That was going to be my story. That was going to be my story.
I used to do that all the time.
4 years ago, when Steve and I first started dating, I'd be like, just saying.
I would do that all the time.
And then my friend on Facebook started just saying everything. And I was like, Steve, he does that a lot. I think it's a little much. And he's like, really? Really? And I'm like, what? And then I caught myself saying
And he looked at you and was like, Just saying.
But there's no need to hashtag it. If you're saying it, yeah, we get it.
Literally.
If you're my friend that uses that phrase, you don't use it as much anymore. I love you. And I'm just saying. Number three. Yeah,
I'm over this one to the mat. Well,
are you? Blessed. Okay, it's good, yeah, to count your blessings.
It is. It is.
It's good to be positive. It's nice to throw that positivity out there because there's a lot of negative crap on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But unless you're Mandy Moore in A Walk to Remember, keep it to a minimum. Unless, of course, you're using it with self-awareness.
I would agree. When I'm having a bad day, the last thing I want to see is 5,000 people on Facebook counting their blessings when I've just had a crap day.
Right.
Makes me want to defriend all of them.
So I try and keep things pretty positive. Do you ever have those feelings toward me?
No, because your positivity is different. It's like little nuggets of wisdom. It's not...
That help my day, so I pass it on to the world.
Yeah, it's not... My life is amazing and perfect, and I have 2.5 kids, which is the perfect number, and I live in a house with a white picket fence, and my husband adores me. Yours aren't like that. Yeah. Those are the ones I'm talking about that annoy me. Like, great. You have a perfect life. Go join the soap opera families. I don't really care.
This next one I've never heard of. Go ahead.
The next one is rage blackout, and I've never heard of that either.
Hashtag rage blackout. Yeah. What's it mean?
So it's an overused, trigger-happy hashtag that follows an oversimplified, vague response to something that probably deserves way more thought and analysis. Rage blackout is a tool for the user to show us that he or she cares about important issues. I mean, I don't take action or do anything about it, but I get so mad when important bad things happen.
So like the government shutdown.
Right. So instead of taking a stance on it, it's like, cannot believe this is our government. Rage blackout.
Right.
Stupidest hashtag ever. Just saying.
The next one is hashtag winning. That is a Charlie Sheenism. We're all sick of it. There's no, you don't really have to say much about that. And the next one?
The next one is.
You can do the two together.
Yeah. So it's lucky girl or love him.
Nice for you.
So again, like, I try to limit my Instagram posts to pictures of Joey and I because, or limit, not, no, I said that wrong. They're not only pictures of Joey and right. I try to limit myself from posting them because there are some people that's all they post about. And I get it now. I get it. You're in love. Trust me. I didn't forget in the 2 days since you last posted or the last 20 seconds. I get it.
Right.
Once again, the whole blessed thing. Great for you in love. Some of us are not.
The next one, skinny girl problems. That's like totally like bragging, okay?
Yeah.
So stop that. No more skinny girl problems.
And no more anything problems, like white girl problems or what are the other ones? Third world problems.
Our friend Tracy does that a lot. White girl problems.
Yeah. Or was it first world problems? Something like that. They're all ridiculous. Basically, it's a way of you bragging.
Right.
I do post short girl problems sometimes. Those are genuine problems,
though. You're short.
When you can't clean off your car from the snow, that's a genuine short girl problem. Nobody's bragging there.
Hashtag short girl
problem. Nobody's bragging there.
Right. All right. The next one.
The next one, best wife. This just goes along with all those other.
Like, love him, blah, blah, blah.
Like, if you have to tell people you're the best wife, you're not the best wife.
Yep. And the last one is humble brag. So, just spilled caviar on my pants in front of Chris Walken. Such an idiot. LOL. Hashtag humble brag.
So, it's like an oxymoron in itself.
Yeah.
You can't be bragging and humble at the same time.
Right. It's so obnoxious. And we're jealous of you. We get it.
We get it. You're eating caviar, one, which I'm not really jealous of that. And two, you're in front of Christopher
Walken.
I've
never had caviar.
I don't want to eat anyone's eggs.
Anyone?
Anything's eggs. Nope. I do like chicken's eggs.
Yes.
Like just the basic eggs, I like those.
I like the white part of the chicken egg.
Yeah.
All right, so that's our show again. Thank you so much for listening. Let us know where you're listening to us at, whether it be Podbean, Stitcher,
Spreaker,
iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere.
Any of those.
Facebook,
yeah.
We're everywhere, and I promised my dad I'd send him this show.
We're taking over the world.
We are.
One bottle of wine at a time.
Yes, two girls and a bottle of wine are taking over, and we will be back next Monday.
We will. Hopefully it's sunnier.
Yeah. Yeah, not that anyone can see how sunny it is not.
Right. Just take our word for it. Just picture Grace Guy.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.